You were just asking about other dimensions and some theories about how you think it could be, and reminding you, pointing out that you have very lucid dreams where you're flying, and you know you're dreaming, and you know you're flying. And we could call that another dimension, because at the time, that is just as real as this is. In fact, in one way, it's even more real. And then you were talking about the possibility of moving from this dimension to another dimension. And I think that's what happens when you have an awakening. And it's not a transition. It's instant. And it's instant, as I see it, because there's no bridge. There's nowhere between. You're here in what we call normal reality. And then, as happens in the Satori group, there's we're here, we're here, we're here, and then you're there. But now there is here. But it's a different here than there. So suddenly, no transition. The old is gone and you're in the new. And we could call that a new dimension. When you're in that space, and that is your reality, everything else looks very unreal. When you're in that sparkling clarity, you can see where people are still asleep. And that's what it is. It's asleep. And to tell a person that's asleep that they're asleep is really impossible. And that's why so many of the gurus have developed different ways to see if we can snap the person out of their sleep and into another level of awakening. And as I said recently, that was the Naqshbandi Sufis would design situations to see if the person could snap out of it. Gurdjieff built his whole structure on snapping people out of their sleep. And as I've said so often, I think one of the most effective ways for that, to at least give you a glimpse, is the Satori group. Where in a way, there's a frustration, you're trying, you're trying, you're trying, and then click! You're there. And then each person attempts to describe their experience-less experience. The stillness that's still moving. A peace, but it's not a peace that's opposite war or conflict. It's, as Jesus said, the peace that passeth all understanding. It's not a peace that the mind can understand, because the mind can only understand peace when it puts it opposite to conflict. And this is in the middle. It's not that sort of peace, and it's not conflict. It is the peace that passeth all understanding. And then, the people that have clicked into that space and live in that space can see very clearly how asleep people are. If you've got any doubt about that, you take a look at your own life. The level of consciousness at which you are now. And then go to somewhere that is very rough and very unconscious. Say a bar at 11 o'clock at night in a working class area. Or a football match. Or something where there are rough, uncouth, unsophisticated people, and you can see they are more asleep than you are. You can see that. There isn't any doubt about it. Well, as you keep moving along these levels of awakening, you start to see where people are asleep. And the big jump is into this space, the Tao, the way, the kingdom of God, the peace that passeth all understanding. This click. And then you see people who are not people. They're people who are being run by their computer, by their robot, by their brain, by their past, by their parents and teachers and governments, and they don't realize what they're saying and what they're doing. So as I say, the masters have said, now, how can I snap this person out? Because when they snap out, suddenly you are in a different dimension. You see everything differently. You smell differently, you taste differently, you feel differently, you see differently. Some people start to see auras, some people start to see shimmering, some people start to see what we call the future, or past lives, or which is in and out the dimension of time. It's in a timeless state where past and future are all one. So that's another dimension. Now, how to get out of being automatic? Well, the first thing always comes, do the Satori group. You've done it, do it again, do it again, do it again. Keep doing it until that snap stays there. How come it doesn't stay there? Well, when it snapped, I remember saying this after almost every group. Now, you've been here for 5 days, and what you don't realize is you have changed. You have changed because we've all come together and we've pooled our energies and we've made this collective energy available for each one of you. And you have changed. You are different. You're vibrating differently. As you leave here, be aware of that. Every step, be aware. Because as soon as you get onto the railway station or into your car, you will start to fit in again to the old. When you get back to your family and your friends, they are seeing you the old way, and you start to see yourself as the old way. It may look very fresh to start with, but unless you are absolutely present each moment, you'll just slip back again. Maybe not as far as before, but you'll be back again. You'll lose that crystal clarity. You'll lose that absolutely knowing something that you didn't know before. So when trying to tell somebody about their behavioral pattern is, you're talking to the behavioral pattern. Many of you must have noticed this. You're feeling a certain way and then you go to visit your parents. Suddenly it's as though time's gone backwards. You're suddenly the child because they're seeing you as the child. And you start acting as a child, either to comply or to rebel. It doesn't matter. You've gone into a role again. Now we're doing that all the time, all the time, all the time. As a child, we were trying to please or resist in some way in order to survive, which we picked up from when we came out of the womb and we couldn't look after ourselves. So we comply. We live in fear, in a way. And so we're trying to please or hold our own in some way. But that isn't us. That's not who we are. We're way beyond that. Thou art that, the kingdom of God, the source. I and my Father are one, Jesus said. I and my Father are one. But he's not talking about the Son and the Father. He's talking about his beingness and the source, just putting it into a language that people are more likely to accept. The source. Man is made in the image of God. No, man is God. You are God. Only if you are here now, totally unconditionally. But listen, here now. I mean, every gesture, every facial expression, every single word, every single emotion, every single thought. You are not being automatic in any way. When you get in your car, you drive your car. You are in the car driving it. But most people are not. And that's why we have thousands of deaths on the road. The police will tell you there's no such thing as an accident. But they ran the red light, you could have seen that. If you had been present. Just read in the news today, a man with a disability driving his car, the accelerator got stuck, and the car went faster and faster and faster, and it was doing 200 kilometers an hour on the freeway, and he couldn't stop. He kept going till the petrol ran out. But boy, he had to be there, didn't he? 200 kilometers an hour? He had to be there. He had to be looking ahead at what that car's going to do. Be there. Be there. Don't say a single word that you do not say. You say it. Most people, most of the time, behave as zombies. They are zombies. They're automatic. And they're so automatic, they don't know they're being automatic. People don't say what they're saying. And science is supporting this, that most of the time the brain operates from archives. And you can see that quite clearly on most television programs where there's a presenter. It's a series of cliches. Of course, we have the things like, that comes up. But we also have things like, well, that hit the nail on the head. And a string of cliches. But the person didn't say that. The brain pulled it out of the archives and just ran it automatically. So, you think you want to wake up? Well, it's very, very simple. Amazingly simple. You just have to be here now. And say everything you say. Connect with what you're saying. Be aware of the body posture, the facial expression, the tone of voice. And say what you're saying. Otherwise, you're part mother, part father, part grandmother, back, 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 back. If you want to be you, you have to be you. In each moment. So it's comparatively simple and almost impossible. So to try and tell a person that they're not being there, their not being there is going to reply to you. So you're in a circuit, you're in a loop, you're not going anywhere. Because the person will be either defending or falsely agreeing with you. very, very rare to find people there. Here. Now, if you want to wake up to another level of consciousness, another dimension of life and living, that's all you have to do, is devote your life to being here now. Do nothing, nothing, nothing automatically. When you decide to go to the toilet, between where you were sitting and the toilet, you're dead. You're not there. You're going to the toilet, if you're lucky. But usually, on the way to the toilet, you're thinking, oh yes, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Oh, the toilet isn't working very well. You're not there. You're not there for each step. And when you get there, you're not touching that door handle. You're not there. You don't feel the texture and the temperature of the door handle. You don't feel the action when you move it to open it. You're not there. You're not there. You're not there. Now, it doesn't matter that you're not there. It's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not awful. But that's the basis of your misery. You're not there. Here, there is no misery. Here, here, here. You will find any time you're disturbed or upset, it is sourced in the mind, thinking about the past and projecting it into the future. I'm going to say it again, how many thousands of times. Say what you're saying. Connect with it. Listen to your voice. Is that exactly what you're attempting to share? Are you saying that? What's the facial expression? What's the body posture? What's the tone in that voice? Because one phrase can mean many things. As in Chinese, one word said 10 different ways means 10 different meanings. But it's also in our languages as well. It's not so much what you say, but how you say it. And who is there in that moment saying it?